What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burdi, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And in this day and age, it's so easy for people to get distracted by things like pings, notifications, busy work, technology, and so much other stuff. So if you feel like you're someone who gets distracted too often, this episode is for you. We have a special guest on who's going to share some productivity tips you can use to go from distracted business owner to productive superstar. He is the marketing director and co-founder of Sharp Rocket, which is a leading digital marketing agency in the Philippines that offers link building services to local and international clients based in the US, UK, Australia, Canada, and European countries. He has been featured on top online publishing sites like Forbes, Inc. Asia, and the Huffington Post. Our guest for this interview is none other than Vincito Tampin. Vincito, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have here. It's great to be interviewed by you, Mark, again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Vincito, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I previously interviewed Vincito for the Advanced Affiliate Marketing Summit. So we are now back here at Breakthrough Success with the productivity tips. I'm wondering if you could share with us, before we get into some of that, if you could share some brief background into why you started helping people with your link building services and how that came to be.
I started as a content writer when I was 17 years old. And so I was looking for a part-time job while I was studying in college. And so I stumbled upon this platform called Upwork.com. It was Elance and Odesk.com at that time. And so I started as a content writer for a US-based publishing company. And I started getting clients. And so at the age of 21, I started my own business. It is Sharp Rocket, an SEO agency. And so we provide link building services to our clients. And so I started from a virtual assistant, now becoming an agency owner. So it's a long story, but a long way to go.
And it's really interesting how you got started on Upwork, and that allowed you to expand and really be able to help a lot more people with your SEO agency. And to have that kind of workload, you definitely need to be productive. So what are some of the things that keep you productive?
I think one of the productivity tips that I really recommend to every millennial and I guess to every young professionals is to start the day by being victorious in your internal things. What I mean is that you've got to be victorious even before you get started with your work. So I call this as the private victory. So I usually start my day with a basic routine such as, you know, meditating the Word of God, reading the Bible, and having that kind of meditation internally, and making sure that you know your priorities, as well as you check your heart. So it's like a check and balance of who you really are at that moment, and making sure that you have this spiritual victory from the inside.
And that is a really great tip, because so many of us are really hard on ourselves. So we don't really take the time to look at victories and small wins or anything like that. I feel like reflection is just a really great way to learn more about ourselves and just have the right mindset when we go into our work. And I feel like when we get into our work, like, you could relate to this, because SEO, that's digital. Like, you've got the stuff you have to do, but then you've got things like social media, which is sort of stuff you have to do, but then there's trending topics and other things that can distract you. So how can we stay productive and not let the distractions get in our way?
I think we need to understand, we need to identify our priorities, and our priorities are always based on our values. And so you've got to identify first what are the things that you really value. So for example, you need to determine the areas in your life that you really have to spend most of your resources and put more your resources into. And so you've got your family going on, you've got your business going on, and you've got your, you know, personal life. And from identifying that a set of values wherein you need to, you know, list down all your priorities, that's when you actually execute what I call the task management. Because these days there are a lot of people that are talking about time management, but the thing is, you cannot really manage your time, because time is something that you cannot control. What you can only control are your tasks. So instead of saying that, you know, I need to manage my time, why not say that I need to manage my tasks? And so from time management, you need to shift into task management.
And I really do like that shift, because when you do manage your tasks, you get more clear on what your priorities are, what are the things that you could push away to the side. And for some people, like, we have different ways of categorizing what a priority is, but some people, they say every goal is a priority, which doesn't work. So what's your advice for people to determine what their priorities are?
Again, it really goes back to the values, but aside from the values, there's what we call 80-20 Pareto principle. So it's the idea that you cannot really do all things. You really just have to choose 20% out of the, you know, the 100 or 10 tasks that you do. And not only going back from your values, but you really have to identify what are the tasks that will help you move to your goals, that will really help you achieve your success goals. So it starts basically with the values, and then you need to really set your goals. And then from that, you need to identify what are the tasks that will really help you move the needle, whether in your business, in your family, and in other areas of your life.
And I do like the idea of values. I know we've hit on this a little bit in this interview already, and that's what allows you to get clear on what are the things, like which tasks really allow you to get the best results based on the different values that you have for yourself. And values could also drive habits, and I feel like habits are really important. I know you've talked about like a few of your habits already, but I wonder if we could go a little deeper into that and share some of the habits that you would say have been essential for your success.
Sure. I think one of the habits I'm really very passionate about is, you know, learning new skills and reading books. I think spending 30 minutes to 1 hour a day is very helpful for anyone who really wants to develop their competence, and, you know, making sure that their character is also being developed. And so reading books, consuming podcasts and audiobooks. And these days there are a lot of materials that are already published anywhere. You can simply search using Google, and even watch videos on YouTube. So you have TED Talks already. So there are a lot of materials. All you need to do is to just search them and see which ones will be valuable to you and be useful for you at the moment. And so just check out all of those materials. And one thing and one skill that every professional must have is what we call critical thinking skill. So even if you consume a lot of these materials, what you need to do is for you to be able to identify which one is useful for me and can be applied at the current moment.
Benjito, thank you so much for sharing those great habits. I feel like the learning one is really important. Like listening to podcasts is really easy, like this episode of Breakthrough Success, or if you're listening on radio, like reading books. And there's just so many different ways to learn, and I feel like 30 minutes a day can really make a big difference. So thank you for that tip. For people who want to learn more about you and come across your work, where are some of the best places we can go?
You can visit my website at www.vincitotampon.com, or you can follow me on my Twitter page, that is at Vincito14. And you can also search my Facebook page, facebook.com/vincitotampon.
Manjito, thank you so much for taking the time to share those resources and all of your great insights with us. Breakthrough Success listeners, if you guys want to schedule that free strategy coffee, that link is markcaberti.com/strategy. We will throw that in along with all the other links that were mentioned throughout this episode. Manjito, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Mark. Have a great day.